Bill Gallagher to read the electronic meeting statement. And then I'm going to ask Mayor, I mean Vice Mayor Case to lead us in prayer. And Alderman Lofty, if you'll lead us in the pledge of allegiance, Billy.
I'm glad to, Mayor, as all of you who are in attendance know, and those who may be listening or watching electronically, this meeting is being conducted in accordance with the governor's executive orders. It is actually an electronic meeting and for purposes of the board. And it is closed to the public other than the essential personnel that are here for electronic broadcasting and for participation in the meeting. So I'm going to read the notice that is required by law, and this notice has been distributed prior to the meeting. Please take notice that the Board of Mayor and Alderman of the Town of Kimball, Tennessee, has scheduled a meeting for Thursday, January 7th, 2021, at 6 p.m. for the purpose of the following, and the agenda is attached, and the agenda is available for anyone here who needs or wants one. In accordance with the Governor's Executive Order Number 71 regarding limiting gatherings to prevent further spread of COVID-19 and allowing public meetings to be conducted by electronic means, the meeting will be closed to the public. However, the audio and video of the meeting will be available to members of the public on Facebook Live through Marion County News and through WPG Radio on itvchattanooga.com. Additionally, the town will record audio of the meeting, and such audio recording will be available to the public within 48 hours of tonight's meeting and will be maintained by the town for at least 1 year after tonight's meeting. Meeting electronically and limiting public access to the meeting is necessary to protect public health, safety, and welfare in light of COVID-19. The town hopes to return to in-person meetings open to the public as soon as possible. This was originally posted on December the 30th of 2020. I would make one comment, Mayor. Under that executive order, we are limited to 10 people gathering in any one room. And we are actually in excess of that right now. So we need to make an adjustment so that we don't exceed that. Otherwise, we're in violation of the executive order.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
My suggestion is you guys can stay. You can sit outside and listen.
Yeah, just stay out in the hall.
We don't have to leave the building. We just can't all be in the same room. So.
Okay, we'll do that.
All right.
Does that put us where we need to be?
I think we are.
Well, or I can step out when you need me.
It's up to you, Mayor.
I'll step out till you need me.
That's fine. We'll give you a call when we get to you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Now I think we're in compliance, Mayor.
Okay. Hate that we have to do things this way, but that's the governor's order, and right. So we're going to try to go by that. And I understand you may have difficulty hearing me or understanding me through this mask also, and so we all need to try to make an effort to speak loud enough that we can all be heard. We'll do that. So now we'll go ahead with the meeting. Vice Mayor Case, if you'll lead us in prayer.
Let's pray. Lords, we come to you once again to start off the new year. Pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless the town of Kimball, Lord. And I pray, Lord, for the employees that you watch over them and keep them safe and healthy. Our residents, Lord, our businesses, I pray, Lord, that they would just, you'll pour your blessings out on them also. Lord, I also want to pray for our attorney, our judge, the job they do, that you'll give them wisdom and knowledge, Lord, and everything will run really good and real smooth with this board. And I pray, Lord, for our country, our leaders. I know, Lord, there's a lot going on. And I pray, Lord, that people will come to realize that the United States of America is one of the best places that I know of that a person could live. I pray, Lord, that we can all get along together and Lord, just be a prosperous and a good place to raise a family, Lord, and get along with each other. Lord, I know there's a lot of sickness going on. I know there's a lot of deaths going on. I ask, Lord, that you be with the families of the ones that's had a loved one that's passed away, Lord, that you'll comfort those families. I pray, Lord, for the ones that are sick, that you will comfort and heal them. And Lord, most of all, I pray, Lord, that you'll put an end to this virus, Lord, and so that we can get back to the American way of life, Lord. And I thank you for each and everything that you do. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank everybody for doing that. Recorder, Ms. Tanya May, if you'll call the roll.
Mayor Pesnell.
Here.
Vice Mayor Case.
Here.
Alderman Matthews.
Here.
Alderman Lofty.
Here.
Alderman Sisk.
Here.
Attorney Gallagher.
Here.
First place we got is approval of the December the 3rd, 2020 public hearing and the minutes of the regular meeting.
I make a motion to approve the December 3rd, 2020 public hearing and the minutes of the regular meeting.
I'll second it.
All right, roll call vote, Ms. Tanya.
Mayor Pesnell.
Yes.
Vice Mayor Case.
Yes.
Alderman Matthews.
Yes.
Alderman Sisk.
Yes.
Alderman Lofty.
Yes.
Next we'll move to old business. Alderman Lofty, do you have anything?
No, sir.
Vice Mayor Case?
No, sir.
Alderman Sisk?
No, sir.
Alderman Matthews?
No, sir.
Okay. I've got a few things here. I want to thank Bobby and Clinton Tate for their work on the Christmas float, along with all the others that participated in the Create the Town Christmas float that we displayed in South Pittsburgh and Jasper Christmas parades. The town appreciates our citizens and their participation in our town, and we look forward to future participation from more citizens in various events as things work back to toward some normalcy in 2021. The speed bumps we ordered last meeting, they have arrived and should be installed this month sometime on Boyd Avenue. Town hopes this will assist in slowing the traffic along the stretch of roadway. David Henley has requested to take the grade one wastewater collection system operator exam again. The exam is scheduled for May of 2021, with the exact date and location to be determined at a later date. There will be another test given in November 2021. I guess what I need to know from the board, how long do we want to give him to accomplish this? Do we want to give him 6 months, or do we want to give him 1 year? I talked to him today, and he told me that he would like to take it in May, you know, but that's just up to everybody whether we want to give him 6 months or if we want to give him a year.
Why don't we look at maybe a year, because we don't know what's going to happen in 5 months.
I agree.
I'll second that.
That's a motion.
That's a motion.
You second it?
I second.
All right, any other discussion on that? If not, Tanya, if you'll call the roll.
Mayor Pesnell.
Yes.
Vice Mayor Case.
Yes.
Alderman Matthews.
Yes.
Alderman Sisk.
Yes.
Alderman Lofty.
Yes.
Okay. Jerry, if you could holler at the judge and get him to come in next thing to start. Where he is,
there. Turn it down. Turn it down.
Well, I guess I'm up first.
You're up first, Mayor.
Here or come down there?
I think you can. Is it okay there?
You can do it there.
Okay.
I think Tanya's going to get her camera.
Okay.
That's what she said. Okay, she's back.
I'm going to administer the oath of mayor for the state of Tennessee, county of Marion, town of Kimball. So, Mayor, if you would raise your right hand, please, and repeat after me. I,
Aye.
State your name.
Rex Pesnell.
Having been duly elected mayor.
Having been duly elected mayor.
Of the town of Kimball, Tennessee.
Of the town of Kimball, Tennessee.
In election held on November 2nd, 2020.
In election held on November the 2nd, 2020.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the state of Tennessee.
That I will support the Constitution of the state of Tennessee.
Faithfully discharge the duties.
Faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the mayor of the town of Kimball, Tennessee.
Of the mayor of the town of Kimball, Tennessee.
And faithfully demean myself as such officer.
And faithfully demean myself as such officer.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And Mayor, I'm going to approach you and let you sign this oath. Thank you, sir. Alderman Case. I'm going to administer the oath of Alderman, state of Tennessee, county of Marion, town of Kimball to you. You'll raise your right hand. Aye, state your name.
Aye, Jerry Don Case.
Having been duly elected Alderman.
Have been duly elected Alderman.
Of the town of Kimball, Tennessee.
Of the town of Kimball, Tennessee.
In election held on.
An election held on.
November the 2nd, 2020.
November the 2nd, 2020.
Do solemnly affirm.
Do solemnly affirm.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the state of Tennessee.
Of the state of Tennessee.
Faithfully discharge the duties.
Safely discharge the duties.
Of Alderman of the town of Kimball, Tennessee.
Alderman of the town of Kimball, Tennessee.
And faithfully demean myself as such officer.
And safely demean myself as such officer.
Thank you, sir. Step back and let you sign this one.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. And Alderman Matthews. Alderman, I'm going to administer the oath of Alderman, state of Tennessee, county of Marion, town of Kimball. You'll raise your right hand. Aye, state your name.
Aye, John Matthews.
Having been duly elected.
Having been duly elected.
Alderman of the town of Kimball, Tennessee.
Alderman for the town of Kimball, Tennessee.
In election held on.
An election held on.
November the 2nd, 2020.
November the 2nd, 2020.
Do solemnly affirm.
Do solemnly affirm.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the state of Tennessee.
Of the state of Tennessee.
Faithfully discharge the duties.
Faithfully discharge the duties.
Of Alderman.
Of Alderman.
Of the town of Kimball, Tennessee.
Of the town of Kimball, Tennessee.
And faithfully demean myself.
And faithfully demean myself.
As such officer.
As such officer.
Thank you, sir. And I'm going to ask you to sign, please. Thank you, sir.
Judge Stevens, we appreciate you coming down and taking care of that for us.
Thank you, sir. Anytime.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Stay safe, everyone.
Take
care of it. There you go, brother. Thank you. I was hoping you'd say, I state my name.
All right, continue our meeting now. Next thing on the agenda is the renewal of the AirMed Care membership for the employees and firemen in the amount of $1,550.
I'll make a motion to renew that.
I'll second it.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye. No, we can't.
Got to do the roll call.
Mayor Pesnell?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Case?
Yes.
Alderman Matthews?
Yes.
Alderman Sisk?
Yes.
Alderman Lofty?
Yes.
Okay, next thing we got is we, for various reasons, have decided we need to reorganize the maintenance department. And so at this time, we want to create a new position and approve of the job description of the wastewater collection operator, maintenance mechanic with a lateral transfer. Due to the fact that Mike Nelson has a certification for the wastewater collection, I'd like to recommend we appoint Mike Nelson to this position.
So moved.
Second.
We've got a motion and a second. Is there any other discussion on this? If not, Tanya, if you'll do the roll call vote.
Mayor Pesnell?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Case?
Yes.
Alderman Matthews?
Yes.
Alderman Sisk?
Yes.
Alderman Lofting?
Yes.
All right. Next thing will be the elimination of the Park and Recreation Director's position, in turn reassigning the employee to the maintenance department. Due to the lack of events going on at the park, I would recommend moving Billy King back to the maintenance department.
I'll make a motion to accept your recommendation to move.
I'll second that.
We've got a motion and a second on that. Any discussion on that? If not, Tanya, if you'll do a roll call vote.
Mayor Pesnell?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Case?
Yes.
Alderman Matthews?
Yes.
Alderman Sisk?
Yes.
Alderman Lofting?
Yes.
All right. Thank y'all. Under new business, Alderman Lofting, do you have anything in new business?
Yes, sir. I would like to discuss the soccer program for the coming spring. Collectively, we have all talked about maybe pushing it off, or, you know, even not having it until the fall. But it appears that other people around us may or may not be just pushing their date backwards. So I think you and I talked about Taylor Case going to a meeting tonight with all of
He's the chairman of the park board.
And he has gone to the meeting with all the other people around us to see exactly what they are going to do. So it would be my suggestion to wait until we see what everybody else is going to do before we make a final decision on the soccer season.
But we do need to be thinking about it. Like I said, I've been in contact with the Jasper park director, and he says they're going to continue with their baseball, softball program, but they're just delaying it a little bit, and the season will actually start a little later than normal. And so normally we do our soccer sign-ups in late January or early February. But I'd like to wait and see what Taylor hears at the Zoom meeting he's going to with the other park directors. And I would really like to have our soccer league, if at all possible, but I don't want to put anybody in jeopardy either. So let's wait and see what he says, and then I don't reckon we have to have a motion or anything to vote to have it,
no,
or to not have it either. So let's just wait, and then I'll be in touch with everybody and let you know what he said, and then we'll make that final decision whether we will or will not have soccer. Thank you. Alderman Lofty, Vice Mayor Case, you have anything on that?
I don't.
Alderman Sisk, do you have anything?
Have anything?
Alderman Matthews?
No.
Okay. I've got a few items here. County Mayor Jackson has requested the use of Kimball Park as a site for the Marion County Health Department to give COVID-19 vaccines. The county has requested the site for the traffic flow. At this time, there has not been a date determined to use this site. However, if you are planning to get a vaccine, please check the Marion County, Tennessee.net website for more information.
Can I ask a quick question about that?
Yes.
I noticed that the tent was set up today. Will that be that we're going to open up the gate and you'll just kind of do a
drive-through? They will exit by the barn. Yes. We will open the, on the day they're going to have it, we'll open the gate down on Lofty Drive at 6 o'clock. There may be people backing up there before then, I don't know.
Sure, but I was just wondering if they were going to come out right there.
Exit out there, and then the ones that want to wait the 15 minutes or whatever can park there in the cul-de-sac.
Okay.
And wait their time and then leave from there. So we've been in touch with our police chief, and he's working on the traffic and everything for that reason. But the problem seems to be we can't get enough back seats at any one time. My understanding that about 100 at a time is all they're giving, but I understand that it's being based off of the population, you know. So I don't know, we'll just have to wait our time, but if and when it comes, that's where they will be administering the vaccine there at the park, Kimball. All right, aldermen and planning commission members will need to file their ethics forms before January the 31st to be in compliance with the state. I know you've got that in the mail. You'll need to get that filled out, have that ready before the 31st. And then Tennessee law states that members of the municipal utility boards shall attend a minimum 12 hours of training and continue education concerning water and wastewater treatment. This training is obtained within the first year of initial election or re-election, and 12 hours every 3 years after that. After that, records must be kept pertaining to this. I am proud to say both of our newly elected officials from the last election, Alderman Sisk and Alderman Lofty, they completed the initial 12 hours, but it's every 3 years, so you've got 12 more hours to do probably within this next year, you know. So,
yay!
And then Vice Mayor Case and Alderman Matthews and myself, we have to do the initial. We've got a year to get that done. Maybe Tanya will find something online or webinar or something.
It's probably
like
all
that.
Online
this
year. I think, Tracy, you did all yours online.
I did everything online last time. It's lots of fun.
Just a reminder that all these
Can't wait.
Things have to be done. All right. We've also, due to the COVID-19 situation, we have had our attorney, Billy Gallagher, draw up a resolution 2021, a resolution for the Board of Mayor and Aldermen of the Town of Kimball, Tennessee, to adopt a temporary leave policy in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Have y'all had a chance to read that and have any questions for Billy? Or?
I think it's well written. It's very good for the Town of Kimball to do that, to protect our employees and all. And I'd make that motion that resolution number 2021-01 be adopted.
I second that motion.
Any other discussion? This is pretty much the way we have been handling things anyway, but we just didn't have it in writing, and so we felt like it was a need to put it in writing. There's no further discussion. We need a roll call vote on that.
Mayor Pesnell?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Case?
Yes.
Alderman Matthews?
Yes.
Alderman Sisk?
Yes.
Alderman Lofty?
Yes.
All right. The Town Hall and Maintenance Department will be closed for Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, Monday, January the 18th. So that's a normal day for sanitation route, but we will run its normal route on Tuesday, January the 19th. So the town financial report is as follows. General fund, $2,299,674. State street aid fund is $53,357. Drug fund is $8,297. sewer fund is $974,014, for a grand total of $3,335,342. So we're doing fine financially, even through the COVID crisis. So let's just hope and pray that that continues. Next regular scheduled board meeting will be Thursday, February the 4th at 6 p.m. Does anybody else have anything in the audience, or anybody got anything to say?
I am the audience. Can you confirm the Harbor Freight?
I can tell you that I have been contacted by our state planner, Chad Reese, and he said Harbor Freight had been in touch with him and had asked what needed to be done, and he directed him to the building inspector, which is Earl Geary, and Earl Geary called me or emailed me, I said, and said that he had talked to him and that they were ready to go to work in there. They're going to pretty much remodel the whole inside.
Yeah, they're already working down there.
So it, from all indication, it looks like it's a go, but
yeah,
officially we've not had anything signed or anything.
I checked the leasing agent. They say it's confirmed. So.
Yeah, that's good. So it looks like, and what I heard, that it would that start in February, but I think I saw them working today.
They are.
So
as
they said that they would start in February and be open in April.
Asbestos.
And we're tickled to death to have them.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, if nothing else, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Adjourn.
Motion and second. Roll call.
Mayor Pressnow?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Case?
Yes.
Alderman Matthews?
Yes.
Alderman Sisk?
Yes.
Alderman Lofty?
Yes.
Thank y'all for coming tonight. Thank the radio.
You did much better, Johnny.